Another great year of football is in the books for local teams in the KNIA, KRLS area, and many individuals and moments have stood out during the fall of 2025. I'm Tyler Crabb, and on today's Lately Radio Sports page, we highlight and recognize some of the best moments and biggest accomplishments on the gridiron in the area this year with our Football Friday Night End of the Season Award Show. Our first award is the Coach of the Year honor, and our nominees are Ben Ballard of Pella, who in his first season leading the Dutch, Ballard guided the program to an 11-1 season and back to the Class 4A state title game for the second consecutive year and the seventh time in school history. Eric Kluver of Indianola. Making the jump up a class and being one of the smallest schools in 5A, Kluver continued a tradition of success by leading the Indians to their seventh postseason berth in the last 8 years. Greg Bonnet of PCM. After graduating a large group of seniors in 2024, Bonnet continued his winning ways for the Mustangs, securing yet another district title en route to PCM's 17th consecutive postseason appearance. And Andy Swedenjum of Newton. Leading the Cardinals to their best season in the 21st century, Swedenjum won Newton's first home playoff game in nearly two decades and took the Cardinals to the Unidome for the Final Four for the first time in 33 years. And the winner is Ben Ballard of Pella. Our next award is the Player of the Year. And the nominees are Caden Klein of Newton.
He's on the run now, down to the 10. Breaks a tackle, 5. Touchdown, Caden Klein. He ran all the way back to about the 20-yard line to the far side.
The leader of one of the best offenses in Class 4A this season, Klein accounted for 1,835 passing yards, 940 rushing yards, and 41 total touchdowns. Emmanuel Deers of Pella.
Wild chance to maybe put this one out of reach early in the fourth quarter, already up 21-7. And it's Deers running left, gets a block, and takes it into the end zone. Touchdown, Pella. Emmanuel Deers following Jonathan Pagnon for a 5-yard score. It's 27-7 Dutch.
The driving force in guiding the Dutch back to the state championship game, Deers has led the Pella offense with 1,700 rushing yards and 370 yards receiving so far this season, while also scoring 18 total touchdowns. Peyton Wilbur of Indianola. One of the senior leaders of the Indians' defense, Wilbur recorded a team-high 12.5 tackles for loss, while also posting 30 tackles, 3.5 sacks, and a forced fumble. And Eli Fuller of Knoxville.
McCarty takes a snap, looks to throw down the middle, and it is caught! Touchdown, Knoxville! The Panthers avert the shutout, and Eli Fuller was wide open down the middle for that 20-yard score.
In just his junior season for the Panthers, Fuller continued to etch his name into the school record books, hauling in 51 catches to set the program's new single-season best mark while turning those into 679 yards and 5 touchdowns. And the winner is Caden Klein of Newton.
He's on the run now, down to the 10. Breaks a tackle, 5. Touchdown, Caden Klein. He ran all the way back to about the 20-yard line to the far side.
Moving on to our third category on the Football Friday Night Into the Season Award Show, the Play of the Year from the area. And the nominees are Brecken Richards' 94-yard touchdown run to cap off Pella Christian's comeback victory against Clarinda in the first round of the Class 2A playoffs.
Richard going to keep it up the middle on the run. He's got space. He's across the 25-30. He's at midfield. He's got a couple men to beat. He's at the 35.
Oh,
at the 25-20. 10-5. Touchdown. Brecken Richard. The Eagles have stormed all the way back.
94 yards.
Brecken Richard, 94-yard touchdown run. And Pella Christian has come back from a 21-0 halftime deficit to lead 26-24.
Emmanuel Deer scores a late touchdown to lift Pella to a victory in the state championship rematch against North Polk.
Fourth and goal from the one. Pella down by 3. E fighting, hitting the backfield. Lunges ahead, he's in! 6 for the Dutch, touchdown Pella. Emmanuel Deer is from 1 yard out. Pella takes the lead late fourth quarter.
Man.
Eli Robbins' 94-yard punt return touchdown in Norwalk 63-18 route against Des Moines East.
And this time Robbins backpedals inside his own 10, fields it, makes one man miss, now bounces it outside, 25-30, look out, cuts it back inside, 40, 45, 50, he's got blockers ahead of him,
he's
40, 35,
again.
30, 20, 10, 5, touchdown Eli Robbins, we're going to call it 93 yards for the moment, touchdown Warriors.
And Caden Klein's 22-yard touchdown pass to Finn Martin to give Newton a 17-3 lead over Cedar Rapids Xavier in the Class 4A state semifinals at the Unidome.
Motion man coming this way. Klein looking to throw. They're going to run a screen, I think. They're flooded the zone back in the end zone, corner of the end zone. Jump ball. And it is caught. Finn Martin pulls it down. Touchdown. That is a touchdown from Finn Martin in the right corner of the end zone.
And the winner is Brecken Richards' 94-yard touchdown run to cap off Pelle Christian's comeback victory against Clarinda in the first round of the Class 2A playoffs. Ritzert going to keep it up the middle on the run. He's got space. He's across the 25-30. He's at midfield. He's got a couple men to beat. He's at the 35,
oh,
at the 25-20. 10-5. Touchdown, Brecken Ritzert. The Eagles have stormed all the way back.
94 yards.
Now for our final award of the night, the game of the year. And the nominees are the comeback. Handoff goes to Nunakovin. Nice hole. He breaks it at the 30. He's at the 40. At midfield, 40. 30, 20, 10, 5, touchdown. Landon Nunakovin burst through the hole. 80 yards to start off the second half. Fourth-seeded Pelle Christian overcomes a 21-0 halftime deficit at top-seed Clarinda for a thrilling 27-24 upset victory in the first round of the Class 2A playoffs. A district title is in the cards.
Looking for Emmanuel Deers. He'll make the catch at the 30. He is gone at the 20, the 10, the 5. 6 for the Dutch. Touchdown, Pella. 52 yards later, Manning to Emmanuel Deer.
Wide out to the far side. One back over there. Caden on the run. Rolls right. Puts his head down. And he's in for the touchdown. 4-yard touchdown run. Caden Klein off the right side.
In a high-scoring regular season clash among two of the four teams to reach the Unidome in Class 4A, Newton fends off Pella 35-33 to claim the Class 4A District 4 title. Deja vu all over again.
Urbandale can't stop the clock. Can they run a fourth down play? They're trying. 3 seconds. Urbandale trying to get set up. 2 seconds. Do they get the playoff? Do they get the snap? No, they don't. And Indianola wins it 14-7. The Indianola defense holds firm. Urbandale doesn't get a playoff. And Indianola, Class 5A, postseason bound.
After using a late goal line stand to defeat Urbandale by 4 in the 2024 season opener, Indianola again gets a late defensive stop to defeat the Jayhawks 14-7 in the 2025 regular season finale. And there's no place like home.
And they fake a reverse. Caden around the right side. Cuts. He's gone. 20. 10. 5. Caden Klein takes it in from 42 yards out around the right side. And it's another 6 for Newton.
After winning Class 4A District 4 and securing a home playoff game, Newton defeats Fort Dodge 51-7 for the program's first home postseason victory in nearly 2 decades. And the winner is the comeback. Fourth-seeded Pelle Christian overcomes a 21-0 halftime deficit at top-seed Clarinda for a thrilling 27-24 upset victory in the first round of the Class 2A playoffs. Nunakovin does catch it, makes one guy miss, makes another guy miss. He's at the 45. He's at midfield. He's at the 45, 40, 35, 30, 20, 10, 5, touchdown.
No flags.
I called it. Landon Nunakovin returns the punt for a touchdown, and the Eagles are within a score. 24-20.
Thank you for tuning in to our Football Friday Night End of the Season Award Show and for following along with all of our area teams and broadcasts this season. Once again, I'm your host, Tyler Crabb, on today's Lely Radio Sports page.